I was in London, England. They didn't have these feminine hygiene products, so apparently they understand the sacredness of the hoo-hoo area. Because I tell you one thing, they claim they speak English, and I don't know if they've got that going for them. Because I had communication problems with these people. Has anybody ever been to London, England, or anywhere else? Yeah? Yeah, so you know, you probably run into this also. There are phrases and words that they have that we have, but they mean something different. I got confused. I'm on my way to my hotel room. The desk clerk goes, "Love, what time in the morning shall I knock you up?" I don't even know you. That wasn't in the brochure. I didn't know to knock you up means to wake you up. A woman came up to me and said, "Can I borrow rubber? I promise to bring it right back." I'm like, if I had one, you would not bring it right back. What kind of recycling program y'all got going here? I didn't know that a rubber was an eraser. And then my most embarrassing moment was when I went into a restaurant and I was handed this dessert menu and I opened it to find something called Great Big Spotted Dick. Does it not say that, sir? Yeah, it makes you gay just looking at it, don't it? And of course, if you were gay, it would just make you hungry, right? Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.